Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to another edition, the Friday Eve edition of the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, and we are live like we are every Thursday from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. The slate is full today. NFL proposing a 17-game schedule. They won't stop until they get something. Melvin Gordon is back with the Chargers. Philly versus Green Bay tonight. And I'm going to give you a fantasy football pick lock to pick up. If you haven't picked them up, you better get them before it's too late. ASU plays Cal. We're going to talk about that as well. Got some sound from ASU's defensive coordinator Danny Gonzalez. I'll play that before this show is over. And so much more to get into. The G League is talking about this new deal with one free throw depending on the point value to shave time off games. This is another one of those harebrained ideas. We'll talk about that as well. We'll get into that and more right here on The Cave Show with PLR. We are brought to you, of course, by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Kenny, let them know PLR sent you a Cave Show, and they will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. If you can get in here before I take off in the next hour, 15%. All you got to do is mention that PLR sent you from the Cave Show. Get a locker, become a member. Never worry about your sticks going bad. Bags directly up to a humidor. Television's all over this place. Never miss out on any games. NFL ticket, MLB pass, football all day Saturday, basketball when it starts that soon. Get down here to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. Again, let them know that PLR sent you. They'll get 10% off of your cigar purchase. Call-in number, call lines are open. About 10 minutes after the hour, we have the one only Cuban Cowboy calling in, Tony Capobianco. So I'm going to try to get in as many calls as possible. Do have a caller on the line. Thank you for your patience. This is The Cave Show with PLR.
Good afternoon, Paul. It's Lou. Excuse me.
Lou, what happened to your voice, buddy?
Yeah, I know. Excuse me. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, I want to comment on that league rule. I mean, it's kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, a three one-shot balance, depending on the severity.
Oh, we're talking the G League, the one, the free throw?
Yeah, I want to comment on that. Excuse me.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. Yeah,
now,
I mean, you know, I know they want to try and save time, but I think no matter what you do, it's not going to save any time at all, really. So you just might as well keep it as it is.
I agree. The NBA claims it will shave 6 to 8 minutes off a game. Now,
no,
they're only going to do that up until the final 2 minutes of a game. And in overtime, they'll go back to regular free throws. But see, I think that can change the flow of a game. If you have 13 sometimes to shoot terrible from the free throw line. And I'll tell you this, missing free throws sometimes can be an epidemic. And as a team, say you go 12 for 20, but the 8 you miss are the second half. So that means you're going to get 2 points for that first half when they didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Look, basketball isn't baseball.
No.
The games, I cover the Suns. And I know I can almost ink in a game running somewhere between 2 hours and 20 minutes and 2 hours and 40 minutes, barring overtime. That's the way the games go. That's the way the games go. They want to shave it. Look, if you don't have the patience, Lou, if you don't have the patience to sit there 2 hours and 20 minutes versus two hours and 12,
nope.
I don't think basketball is your sport. I don't think that's a sport that needs to speed up.
No, I don't think so. Baseball, yes.
See, you know what? Here's what's funny. I have no problem with the length of baseball games. Maybe it's because I'm old, and I'm old man to get off my lawn. But the thing I hate the most in baseball is the intentional walk deal they've got now. The infamous throw your hand out and just walk to first. I know I've seen before a wild pitch on an intentional walk. You're taking a part of the game out of the game, or starting a guy on the second inning after the 13th. Or, I mean, they just had a game here that lasted 19 innings.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that, too.
And I know that's a long time. And fortunately for me, I wasn't working that game, so I didn't spend, 10 hours at the ballpark. But that's baseball, man. That's baseball. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah,
I know. It's the one sport without a clock. So don't put a clock in it.
Yeah, but at the same time, it does wear out the players.
Well, listen, how many 19-inning games were there this year? How many 19-inning games were there this year?
19
That's an anomaly.
I don't think that was the only one, but there's been some 17-inning games, 18-inning games. It can take a lot out of you.
And you know what? I bet you if you look at the games that went over 15 innings and you divide that by the amount of games that were played, that percentage is under 4%.
Mm.
I bet it is. So it's the way of the game. It's just the way of the game. If anything, if you really want to have fun with baseball, I say let position players come back. If they're moved around after the ninth inning, if they've sat for more than three innings, let them come back. If you want to do that, but don't give me a clock in baseball. Don't give me a clock in baseball. Baseball is baseball.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of stupid. You know, a clock in baseball, no. That won't, I don't think it's ever going to happen anyway.
Hey, it'll be past our generation, I know. What else you got for me, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, because that's kind of weird. Well, and also, Gordon, he's back. He's ending his holdout.
Yep, and that was in our lead here. Yeah, Melvin Gordon is coming back. And here's what's funny. The Chargers now go from having a decent trio back there to having probably one of the best trio of running backs. They, you know what? You can say what you want. They needed him. He needed them. But he wasn't Zeke. And the Chargers did not blink at all. So now I'm curious to see where he hits. Where he gets his money from now. Because he turned down $11 million, or excuse me, $10 million. So now he's going to come back in with his tail between his legs and get the 4.1 that he's scheduled to get. So I'm curious now.
Well, I think you're nuts coming out that turn that kind of money. I think you're crazy.
I thought he was crazy too, because you know what? No one's going to pay him Zeke Elliott money. They're just not.
No.
So when
no.
he turned down doubling his contract, I really think that was a huge mistake. Huge mistake.
Yeah, I can bet for that.
Yeah, he sat out. He played some video games. Stayed in shape, worked out, played some video games because he got nothing. He got fined and lost money. That's lose-lose.
Yeah, and are you buying that Brown's done with the NFL because his agent's saying not so fast?
You know what?
You
did it to me, Lou, and I was hoping this would be the one day that I did not have to mention Antonio Brown. And you're making me mention Antonio Brown. And let me tell you something. There's this old movie, and I can't believe I'm going to reference this. There's this old movie called The Coal Miner's Daughter, Life Story of Loretta Lynn. And there's a scene where her husband apologizes and says, I want to apologize clear back. Okay. I want to say Antonio Brown was lying clear back. Antonio Brown is too money-driven, too ego-driven to stay away from football. When he first said he could walk away, he was lying. When he first said he didn't need the Steelers, he was lying. When he said he didn't need the Raiders, he was lying. When he said he didn't need the Patriots, he was lying. When he said he was just going to go back to Central Michigan, take those four classes and be happy, he was lying. He was lying. Antonio Brown is, take all the ego out, take all the misdeeds out, take everything out. Antonio Brown is better at his job than probably most of us are better at our job. He is one of the best receivers in football. He is making a ton of money doing what he does. You really think that he was going to give up all that money, all those opportunities, all that ego fame to go take four classes in Central Michigan? He was lying before he said it. So, yes, he wants back in. And, yes, there's some GM out there in the NFL saying, in his office, by himself, saying, I know that it'll be different with me. And once I figure out a way, once I figure out everything that's going on with the civil suit, once I can figure out a way to spin this where it won't hit us too hard, I'm going to bring him in because I know he can help us. It's going to happen. There's a GM out there right now that wants Antonio Brown. He's just waiting for the heat to die down a little. He will be back in the NFL. Without a doubt.
Right.
But
okay, I don't know if Cuban Cowboy is coming in, so I'll leave it at that.
All right, my friend. I will talk to you later.
Yes.
Now, I personally don't think that he should come back right now. I think the best thing for Antonio Brown to do, and I've said this before, is go find himself. Take his phone and throw it away. No text, no tweets, no nothing. Come back to the NFL with a clean slate. As clean as it can be, anyway. So there's no tweets in the last few months to reference. There's no text messages in the last few months to reference. Just go find yourself. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it one more time. He needs a friend, a real friend, that says, dude, you're stupid. Dude, you're being an idiot. We all have that friend. There's not one person that doesn't have that friend that says to you, what were you thinking? I wouldn't do that if I were you. We know that if we pick up the phone and call that friend, they're going to tell us that we're being an idiot. And sometimes we don't even call them. We just don't do it because we know they're going to say you're an idiot. He doesn't have any of those people. He's surrounding himself by a bunch of enablers. And when you do that, things go wrong for you. You need a friend that's real at all times. And that's it. I don't want to talk about Antonio Brown anymore. So if you have a call about Antonio Brown, tweet the show at the Sports Cave on Twitter. But I don't want to talk. I don't want to take another call on Antonio Brown. Let's pay a couple bills. Let's bring in the Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco, in exactly 30 seconds.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
If you are a caller waiting on hold, you can do so, or if it's easier for you, you can call back in about 15 minutes as we're about to hop out to the Kerry Lackey Law Lounge and bring in the one, the only Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. My man, what's going on? You're on the Cave Show with PLR.
As soon as I answered the phone, all I heard was, dude, you're being stupid. Dude, you're dumb. Like, damn, all I did was just not pay a $50 Uber.
No, man. There's a name I don't want to talk about anymore. We've talked about it. There's nothing else to talk about.
I know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Let's move on.
What's going on, my friend? Hey, listen, I've got a question for you. This is right up your alley. This is a team that you cover. I'm looking at the Miami Dolphins. And guess what? They're not a 19, 20, 21, or 22-point dog. They're only a 15.5-point dog this week. Where did they improve? What got better for them?
Heat, humidity, club live. This is where home field advantage that we have in Miami, where you could be a team like the Chargers who's got to go all the way from L.A. to Miami. Maybe they get off the plane on a Saturday night. They're tired, so they want to go somewhere nice. And then they come back. Half of the team might be hungover. Half of those guys who just might be reserves. And then they got to bake in that 1 o'clock heat in a stadium that only puts the shade on the home side, leaving the visitor side wide open to just melt. There's your proven right there.
That makes them a 15.5-point dog this week instead of a 20-point dog. So let me ask you this.
If they were anything but the tanking Dolphins, they'd be the favorites.
Can they cover this week? Or are they going to be the dogs that we think they are?
Oh, I would take the favorites any time. Take the favorites and be over.
Are you serious? Do you really think a pro team – you know, there's an old saying that you look at a player and you look at your coach and they're doing well and you say, coach, they're getting a paycheck too. Do you really think that their pride, the stuff inside of them will allow another team to come into their home and just dismantle them and be a 15.5-point dog again? You think that'll happen?
I've been right the last 2 weeks, haven't I?
Yeah. I get that.
Take the favorites. Take the favorites in the over.
Fairness, it was the Patriots and the Cowboys, probably the 1-2 or 1-2-3 top teams, and Ravens, best teams in the NFL.
Man,
the
backup quarterback of the Ravens is doing better in fantasy than the starting quarterback from the Dolphins.
I'm trying. They got Kalen Ballage, an ASU product. That means nothing.
They got Kalen Ballage?
Well, I
have never seen a more ridiculous pick six in my life than Kalen Ballage. Where he catches the ball and then juggles with it, and it goes the complete opposite direction.
I'm trying, man. They got Rosen. They got Josh Rosen.
They got Matt Hawk. Another AFC project. Matt Hawk might be the best Sun Devil on that team.
Who are the Dolphins receivers?
Let's see, we got Allen Hurns for now. Albert Wilson, who is known as Fast Albert. Jakeem Grant, who's also fast, re-signed for a few more years, kind of looks and sounds like Kevin Hart. The Preston Williams from Colorado State, caught his first touchdown. And I'm starting to draw a blank.
So we'll chalk up another loss. I get that. I
did four. Do
they have any receivers where the defense says we got to kind of keep an eye on this guy? Because I saw some passes last week from Rosen that weren't bad passes. For the 3 seconds he could actually stay upright with that offensive line. Are there anyone to catch those balls?
I mean, it kind of reminds me of remember that old game, NFL 2K4 or 2K5 that had I used to play a game a lot as a teenager, and I had defense where I would just have the safety and the corners play man, and I blitz everybody else. And I think you can run that same defense right now against the Dolphins. You have your defensive backs play man and then rush everybody else, and you'll get a sack every play. As long as this line is the way they are, you don't have to worry about receivers. Rush them.
Wow.
This is how we're going to get our savior. All those other teams are 0-3, and you think tanking is going to be stressful? Nope. The Steelers play the Dolphins. The Bengals play the Dolphins. The Dolphins twice. The Browns also play the Dolphins. We will be the 1-0-16 team to rule them all.
So, this week, people have been on Baker Mayfield a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot. And I'm going to sound like a Baker Mayfield apologist. But here it goes anyway. I believe that a lot of the things that are happening are not his fault as much as I don't think Freddie Kitchens is putting the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield in a position to win. I believe that you have the ball on the 3-yard line and you don't even attempt to rush the ball. Usually offensive lines that are terrible at blocking for passing are pretty good at blocking for running. You have Nick Chubb back there. There's a reason why you got 5 fat guys blocking. Why not at least if you're going to run a draw on 4th and 9, not run a running play on first down from the 3. So here's my question that I put on Twitter earlier. Baker's getting a lot of heat. I've seen Jared Goff play on the road, and it's never pretty. If I were to take Baker Mayfield and put him with the Rams and take Jared Goff and put him with the Browns, would the Browns be better, worse, or the same? Or would the Rams be better, worse, or about the same? Because coaching matters. What do you think?
I think it might be the same for both. One thing I've heard this from, it was Pro Football Focus, but Baker Mayfield leaves a clean pocket more than any other quarterback in the league right now. And I always say, now that if he goes to the Rams with a better offensive line, that might possibly change. But the weapons, both quarterbacks would be well equipped, both personnel wise. And Freddie Kitchens might not be doing a good job as an offensive coach, but Baker and Freddie are pretty much linked together. The whole reason why they're both on our team. So I guess maybe more traditional run plays we would have suited, or maybe for Baker, instead of trying to run every time, beat his receivers more. Try to throw more than be that guy who runs around, because that even – last week, that doesn't work for Kyle Murray so much either. Sometimes
No. It
might be a trap to go out and run. I thought with the second pass that Kyle Murray would start to run, and that hole that he thinks he has, he immediately closes on him, like it was planned that way. I think the guys like Murray and Baker, they got to stop. They got to run less and throw to their receivers more because they have them.
I know that he has a plethora of weapons, if we want to say that. But if you can't block for the guy,
he's got two good ones.
Yeah, but if you're not blocking for the guy, I don't give a crap who you are. If you can't block for a quarterback, they're not going to be successful. It's really just that simple.
Being a playoff team or a tanker.
It really is. And you know what? I still think Cleveland's going to make the playoffs. I still do. I look at the back end of that schedule. Yeah, not only is it division week, but the back end of that schedule is very, very friendly for them. So Pittsburgh stinks. Cincinnati stinks. Baltimore obviously does not. So I think they have some teams they can beat. And look, I think the Rams are a good team. And they barely lost to them, but I know you take the word barely out, they still lost to them. But Tony, I'm not as impressed by the Rams as I was last year. I'm watching Jared Goff play on the road, and I go back to their road loss to the Bears last year. He's not always a great road quarterback. He has some real ups and downs. Against New Orleans in the playoffs last year, minus the missed pass interference call, he played pretty well. But when you go to the other things, he did not play good in the games leading up to the playoffs on the road. And in the Super Bowl, he missed two wide open receivers that could have changed the landscape of the game. So do I think he's a good quarterback? Yeah. But do I think he's head and shoulders above Baker? I don't. And I'm not saying Baker's great. I'm just saying I think he takes a lot of heat because Baker doesn't know when to shut up. I mean, he's in a feud right now with someone, with Rex Ryan.
He's in a feud with everybody. You say so. You could say something about Baker Mayfield. And I think Mayfield told you said you would then be in a feud with Baker Mayfield. That's usually how it works with this guy. There's no chip on the shoulder of Baker. He is the chip. He is.
Can you be successful long term if your quarterback is that sensitive?
Is what, like him, like talking and messing with everybody?
Yes.
I mean, on the shoulders of success, you can be, but depending on can he be successful as he's doing it, I don't think that could be a downfall for him. Because I think that's just a separate of if he's good or not. And I think he's good. I think he do really well in college. I think the personality's good. I want him to do well because I don't want Robo, vanilla, say nothing type quarterbacks be the only way to win. Because I think everyone else loses. But in terms of Goff, I mean, we know this about Goff. Goff is every quarterback who can throw. At the basic level, he can throw the ball somewhere. He's successful because he got successful offensive coach. And as long as that's there, he'll go as far as he can. You know, how many quarterbacks do really well on the road anyways. For example, Carson Wentz is going to play Lambeau today. I don't think he'll do well. But they flip that thing around in Philadelphia, I think the results will follow.
On the Kerry Lackey Law Line, the one, the only Cuban Cowboy, Tony Castellanos. That's a perfect segue into the next question I'm going to ask you before we have to jump out of here. I don't believe in must-win games when you're in a fourth game of the year. But for Philadelphia, this feels an awful like a must-win game. Because if they fall to 1-3 in that division with Dallas, I don't think they recover. And I don't think they even recover enough to make the wild card. Am I off with thinking that?
I mean, 1-3 is going to be difficult. And they're set up not to win this game because the visiting team rarely wins that in Thursday. But I guess it depends on the competition because Dallas will most likely just run away with the division title. Washington is not well. New York was good against the Bucks. So it's really between if the Eagles go next week go 1-3 and they're right up there with the Giants. And I guess that's where you're pretty much comparing yourself to. I still think they can make a run if they string some wins together, but it feels like a survive or die type game. I think that makes more sense than saying must win. They got to survive this
game. After this week, they play the Jets at home. So likely that should be a win. But following that game, and this is why I'm saying I don't like to say must win, but it sounded like a must win because after the Jets, they travel to Minnesota, then to Dallas, then to Buffalo, home to the Bears and the Patriots, and then travel to the Seahawks. I don't know who they pissed off to get that schedule, but that's a six-game gauntlet. That's going to be real hard to get a bunch of wins when you're playing those six teams in a row.
Yeah, we're going to have the same question every week. Is this a must-win? If they lose the Packers or beat the Jets, they're looking at 2-3, right? And then they go – you think they go to the Bears afterwards?
No, they go to the Vikings.
Minnesota is a wild card. You can never tell Minnesota's going to be good or not because of who they have as quarterback. So – that could be manageable. Manageable, but if you're going to put all your road games between this month and next month, maybe it's just maybe they're not set up to win this year. And how they get through that is to find them.
Yeah, I'm by no stretch of the imagination a Green Bay Packer fan, but I don't believe you go into Green Bay on a short week with Aaron Rodgers, after him coming off saying that the offense has to carry more of the load. I don't think you go in there and get that victory. Maybe it's just me, but this is the same guy who told everyone to calm down, and they railed off like 5 wins in a row and went to the playoffs. This is the guy that said, don't worry about anything, and then they made the playoffs like 3 weeks after he said it. When he makes these little comments, you may as well just put that loss on them right now.
What, like some kind of genie or something?
I am a genie. You didn't know that?
He just says something and then boom, it happens.
It does. Like I said, I'm not a Green Bay Packer fan, but Aaron Rodgers is that guy, man. And when he says that they're going to step up, honestly, I have no reason to doubt it.
Someone's going to have a shirt somewhere that says, believe in the player.
We'll see. So, you're in town, in Arizona, in Phoenix. How much longer
have
we got you in the state?
The only idea, by the way, is that Phoenix to Chandler will be going from the Coliseum to the Rose Bowl.
It's far, dude. It's South Chandler to GCU. That's not a hop, skip, and a jump.
I was surprised myself. I thought it would be.
No, you got a little distance there. When you told me you were staying in Phoenix, I thought you meant, like, at worst, near downtown. Not up near GCU. Who stays near GCU?
Apparently my friends do.
Oh, well, there you go. there it is. How much longer you got in town?
I leave on Wednesday.
Oh, you got a lot of time left.
Yeah, I got a lot of time. Just we got to like meet halfway somewhere. I don't know. Maybe hit a somewhere in the lab after we all enjoy the event that is Herm Edwards press conference.
No doubt. No, what are you now? You're like, isn't that a Taylor Swift song? Meet me halfway. Are you Taylor? You're Swifty now.
Yeah, it's somebody. Isn't Taylor Swift? We all sound the same to me.
Could be. All right, my friend. We'll talk real soon.
All righty.
All right, buddy. Thank you for everything.
And watch out for them Devils.
Go Devils. Fork 'em. That's one only Cuban Cowboy, Tony Capobianco. Gonna open up the phone lines one more time in exactly 15 seconds.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
It's Cave Show with PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. You can always get 10% off your cigar. Just mention PLR and the Cave Show. They will take care of you. Lovely Gabby is here today. And she will hook you up. Do have a caller on hold on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Thank you for your patience. You are Cave Show with PLR.
Yes, sir. I have 2 words for you. Antonio Brown. No, I'm just joking with you. I know you heard. I heard you say you never want to hear those words again.
Oh, I'm done with it.
Hey, I'm done with it. I've listened to earlier in the show, and 2 things I want to hit on. First of all, the gentleman that brought up Coal Miner's Daughter, that was an excellent movie. Sissy Spacek actually won the Academy Award for best lead in that movie. I recommend that movie to all your listeners. Second of all, the gentleman that says about Major League Baseball that they should bring back traditional players in the later innings, who was that?
That was me, and that was a suggestion.
Okay.
If you're going to change anything. I like baseball the way it is.
Here it is.
But if you're going to change something.
That's what they do in the Little League World Series. That's what 11, 12-year-olds do. They come back in the game. Everyone has to get in the game. Everyone has to get in their two innings, and they bring people back and forth. There's already enough change to the game as it is. Replay, the ball, the juice ball, you know, everything. You're going to turn baseball into a gimmick if you start bringing in players that played earlier in the game, bring them back later in the inning. Just because a game goes 15, 16 innings. I just can't agree with that, sir.
Listen, I am with you. I am. I think baseball should be the same. I think baseball is that way for a reason. I'm just saying if they keep coming up with these harebrained schemes, if you're going to come up with one, I prefer that one over putting a runner on second base after the 13th inning or any other of these crazy things that they're coming up with. At least I can almost stomach that one. The rest of them, I'm not a fan of. I think baseball doesn't have a clock for a reason. You're not going to a baseball game to be out in 2.5 hours. You're going to a baseball game to enjoy a baseball game and the history that comes along with it.
Well, before I go, sir, I just want to give you a pick on tonight's Green Bay Philadelphia game.
Please do.
Well, there's a lot of teams in the NFL now, Green Bay, Dallas, Buffalo, a few others that are 3-0. I think it has more of a product to do with who they played than who what they actually are. I'm not buying into Green Bay's defense, how they're so much better this year than in the past. They played actually no offenses at all. They beat Chicago, they beat Kirk Cousins in Minnesota, and they beat Denver and Joe Flacco. So I'm not buying in until their defense plays against a few good offenses that there's some great new revamped defense. So that being said, I'm going to take the Eagles and plus 4 points tonight. I'm going to take the point spread. All-time referees is coming back for Philly. Philly's in desperation mode. They're 1-2 now. If they lose tonight, they'll go 1-3. I don't think Aaron Rodgers and the new coach are their offense on the same page yet. I just think 4 points is too much for giving a desperate Philly team with these guys, some of the guys coming back for injuries. So that's the pick I'll give to you and your audience. Plus 4 points tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Hopefully I hear from you soon. Well, there you go. You got the pick. You got, and what I liked about that pick, you didn't just get picks. You got a reason behind the picks. You didn't just get Philly's going to beat Green Bay because my dad can beat up your dad. There was a reason behind that pick. A couple things I want to get into really quick before we jump out of here for the day. I am going to give you your fantasy pickup of the week. I give you one player a week. I'm going to give you the player that you need to pick up if he is still available, and he should be because he is only on 64% of the rosters on ESPN right now. Are you ready? Wayne Gallman. And you're probably saying right now, who the hell is Wayne Gallman? Other than Mr. and Mrs. Gallman, Wayne's dad, most people don't know who he is. But I'm going to tell you who he is. He is the backup to Saquon Barkley. And Saquon's going to be out for a while. And New York may want to do some running back by committee, but the bulk of the carries are going to go to Wayne Gallman. So if you do not have him, and he's still available in over 35% of the league, according to ESPN, you need to go out and pick up running back Wayne Gallman. And if you have Saquon Barkley, you definitely should go get him because he is your State Farm. He officially is your insurance. Pick up more bills. We'll be back in exactly 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Okay, so the Suns have their media day on Monday. I will be there and I will have a lot of sound, a lot of stuff for everyone. And I believe the Lakers have their media day today. And you could tell basketball is here because this is the time of year we get the analytical nerds giving out who they think the best basketball players are for the year and for all time. And it's basically a ploy to get everyone arguing back and forth. It creates conversation. It creates content, yada, yada, yada. ESPN has LeBron ranked as the third best player in the NBA. So if you live in L.A., the buildings are on fire. Ferris wheels are coming down. Get ready to jump in the ocean because, heaven forbid, they put him at number three. He's going to turn 36 in December. He is that two words that every person of a big-time player hates to hear. Aging superstar. LeBron does not play defense anymore. He doesn't. Can't be the best player ranked, the best player in the league, if you don't play defense anymore. I'm sorry. He has not played defense since his second stint in his second year with Cleveland. Is he still dominant? Yes. Would you still love him on your team? Yes. Would you take him over a whole bunch of other people? Hell yes. But this is great because what the four letters done is they created talk for the next week and how he'll be motivated. And we'll ask him, the mic will go in front of his face, we'll ask him, hey, you were ranked the third best player in the league now. How do you feel about that? Does that motivate you? And he'll line up and he'll give you the stock answer. And he'll say something like, let me show you. No, it'll go in activate mode. I don't know, whatever it is. But it'll create good talk. It'll create good fodder. And we have to treat it as such. Because remember, the people picking these things, for the most part, are analytical geeks. Now, Bleacher Report decided they would do the best players of all time. Two things tell you this is all for talk. All for talk. And this is it right here. Kobe Bryant is ranked as the 14th best player of all time. Let me repeat that because there's not a bad connection on my end. They have Kobe Bryant as the 14th best player of all time. Ahead of Kobe Bryant, they have David Robinson. So I don't even have to even do anything else to tell you this is some non-valid bullcrap. Kobe Bryant had people beat before he stepped on the court. David Robinson did. As much of a Steph Curry guy as I am, and when I love hard. But they have Steph at number 10. And they're giving me all these analytical things. The win share per. Kobe Bryant has, let me count them for you, just in case you're missing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rings. Count it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rings. And he is just an assassin. That right there tells you something. Kobe Bryant is the second best
two guards to ever play in the NBA behind Michael Jordan, and you have him ranked number 14. That is a joke. For my money, and I'm just being honest, I think he's better than LeBron. Personal opinion. LeBron's ranked two, Mike is ranked one. But if you can sit here with a straight face and tell me that you think Kobe Bryant is the 14th best player of all time, and you didn't do that just to create conversation, I'm going to tell you you're lying. Bleacher Report released that 5 hours ago. In 5 hours, they have generated 1,200 comments, 3,000 likes. This is just for eye candy. We all know that. You even have Stephen A. Smith yelling at the microphone. Now, you know he does that every day. But on what earth do you rank David Robinson, Steph Curry, Tim Duncan, and I love Dream, and Dream ahead of Kobe? And Larry. For those of you who know what FOH means, I'm going to say that right now, FOH. If you don't know what it means, go find a young kid and he'll tell you. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. But it's going to create talk. That's why you do this. Lists are done to create talk. And what do? We talk about it. It's like when your girl says she wants to talk. Your girl doesn't want to talk. She doesn't want you to talk. She wants you to shut the hell up and listen. When women say they want to talk, they want to talk. They want you to listen. That's not a talk. That's a listen. So girls should say to you, I want you to listen to me. Because they don't want to talk. That's what this is. This is, I want to create fodder for argument. Just say, we want to create an argument. Anyway, this is the Cave Show. Thursday, cigars for the Cave Show means we are at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I love coming down here. Every Thursday, we are in the house, and we are fortunate because we don't have to stare at Marty or Ron. We get to hang with Gabby. And she is with us right now to tell us all the good stuff that's coming up here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Gabby, what's happening?
Nothing much. How are you doing today?
I am good. Hold up. Did I lie? When you tell your husband you want to talk, do you want him to talk?
We have a different relationship.
See,
we don't really, it's like, for example, we've been married for quite a few years now, and we've never got a verbal fight. If one of us does something that pisses the other one off, we just sit down and be like, hey, this is what you did that made me mad. And
did you notice the hesitation before she said that? She said, that means I'm talking. I'm telling you what pisses me off, and you better sit there and listen now.
And he does the same thing vice versa.
What's going on here at Maduro?
Well, October 4th, it's a Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. We're going to be having a big event. It's going to be a kickoff for a company called Cigar Safe. It has custom thermal electric humidors. And we'll be having some wonderful food, some music, a bunch of raffles, including the grand prize raffle for a free one of those huge desktop humidors, the one up there.
Oh, cool.
And you can enter it any time between now up until the raffle. So come on down. buy a few cigars and get a raffle ticket or two put in for the wonderful event. And you don't have to be present to win, but you should anyway, because it's going to be a lot of fun, good food, good music, good cigars, so and good company. You can't go wrong.
I'm back here in the lounge. I'm looking up. I see lockers. Tell me about these lockers.
They are $300 a year, and with that, you get a $100 gift card back, and you get 10% off of all your purchases for the entire year. And then when we do have our monthly events, like November 18th, it's going to be a Monday. We're going to be from 4 to 7 p.m. We're going to be having a huge Perdomo event with Nick Perdomo, the owner there. And so for all of the specials they run at the cigar events, all of our locker members get a little extra something something.
Very cool.
Like
and
if it's 10% off or 15% off, they get an extra $5.
Nice, nice. And I know you have the baseball pass because I was just watching the Bulls. I know you have the NFL, and there's college games on all day Saturdays.
Exactly. We have 5 TVs in the back lounge, and we have 3 in the front. So between the 7 different TVs, we can have basically whatever game you're looking for on, and we always have a group congregating between each one of the TVs for their specific games, and it's a blast. You can't go wrong.
Good deal. And
with hockey coming up too.
Yes, yes. And I know for a fact, if there's a football game on, I guys don't put anybody out until that game ends.
That's right.
So that's good stuff. That's
absolutely
good stuff. Well, I appreciate it as usual.
We always love having you here. Your pleasure.
I thank you. And I, like I said, it's always fun to come down and it's like, yes, Gabby's here. I love Marty. I want to look at Marty. Don't look at Marty. But we'll be back next Thursday as usual for
sounds good. We can't wait. We'll
thank
see
you
next Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Gabby.
Bye.
Let's pay another bill. Let's wrap this up. And I'm going to turn you over to the rest of your Friday Eve.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So, I'm rewinding in my mind, and I'm giving you everything that I had except one thing I left out. The NFL is trying to run the huck and buck out. So the NFL is telling everyone, safety first, safety first, safety first. And then they try to hit you with 18 games. They knew they weren't going to get that pass. So here's their new thing, 17 games. And possibly pull off a couple of the preseason games. Maybe add a playoff round. Listen, let me tell you something. No one is going to take less money than they already have. The NFL is not going to lose money. They're not in that business. They're in the business of making money. And if they peel off 2 preseason games and they lose the tickets, the concessions, the parking, the TV, they're not going to do that. They're not going to take 2 away without adding another week or 2 somewhere. 17 games is the lead-in to one more round of playoffs. You can trust me later, but believe me now. That is the truth. There will be a 17th week. Sooner rather than later, there will be another round of playoffs. Sooner rather than later. It is coming. And as we get the details on it, we will share them all with you. So tomorrow is Friday. And what do we do on Friday? I give you all the winners you need for the NFL. 1:30 every Friday, I line them up. If you go against what I say, that's your fault, not mine. So we got complete NFL preview tomorrow. We have the pick'ems. Any other news that's dropping or hitting? We'll have some follow-up as NBA camps are starting to open. Touch base on what these magic numbers are in baseball.
the Diamondbacks wrap up their last weekend of baseball this week. Give you another quick preview of ASU. We had some Danny Gonzalez sound to play. We did not have an opportunity to get to it, but we will get to that tomorrow for sure. Make sure you get down here to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Remember, 10% off. All you got to do is mention PLR, The Cave Show, and they will take care of you. Social media, the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at The Sports Cave. Cave is with a K. Website, thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Thanks for the callers that called in. Thanks for Tony Capobianco, the Cuban Cowboy. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Thank you, Gabby, for joining us. And thank you, Maduros, for hosting us. Until tomorrow, this is The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your Thursday and watch football tonight.